You know what was great? A class act. The Dodgers came back out on the field.
Yeah.
And they congratulated the Cardinals.
Okay, now you're saying class act.
Yeah.
All the sports reporters were saying very weird.
Really? I think it was cool. But now I know the real story.
Yeah.
They wanted to see these chicks one more time.
Yeah, exactly.
They needed to check it out one more time before they shut it up for the season. Really, the sports guy, and by the way, I profess to be, again, the opposite of any sports guy.
Uh-huh.
I love the game, and I get caught up in the emotion, and I like the idea of a competition, but I'm not the crazy sports guy that's going to watch every single game, you know? If, like, if we're, you and I are going out, I'm not going to shut you out just to go watch the game.
Right.
I'm fine to
not
check in
committed.
On this. Not that committed. I can be.
Right.
If it's something that we're going to do, I'm into it, right? Have the nine-layer dip and watch the game. Right. If it's something like our teams, it's fun, right? We'll go to the game. But I'm not the type of guy that's going to, I have to stay in to watch every single game, you know, like most men.
Yeah. Wow, what does that say
about you? I think it's fine. But the sports guys, the official sports guys were saying they thought it was weird.
They thought it was weird that
teams
the guys.
Teams don't do that?
Yeah.
That
teams, baseball has never done it before.
Hockey, football.
Yeah. All the other ones do.
Good. Well, even better that they did it. So they went out, and they're above the line.
It's just unusual. It doesn't happen
in
baseball.
But what they do, they hugged each other.
They hugged. They did more than hug. They did a butt slap, and they did everything. Yeah. Some of them didn't let go of each other.
Well,
that's
how I used to play.
See, I thought it was nice also. Then the sports guy afterward on Fox was saying, you know, this has never happened before in baseball. This is very weird that they did that.
Yeah. But why does he have to make it weird? Why can't it just be a class act?
Right.
It's just that
you see what I mean?
It's not a routine thing.
Well, clearly they were going out to look at these chicks that were hot dancing around in a little shirt.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
Ryan Seacrest?
Ryan Seacrest.
It'll take time to restore chaos, but we will.
102.7.
Kiss FM.
Bell location.
Kiss FM. On air news.
I would just like people to...
This lady was getting 100 at a time in the... In those, you know.
But now is she looking? Like one of those animals you saw at the zoo? Or was she, what did that end up looking like? Describe, what's the closest thing, if you were to make a parallel comparison, what would 100 plus units look like?
Well, this was in her neck for the migraines.
Yeah, well, what's she
this
looking like?
This was not cosmetic. It was.
So there's no, you can't, there's no effect physically on it?
No. Really? The question is, why would you go to a dermatologist to treat a headache?
Well, this is why they have a problem.
Exactly.
Right? Now, again,
wouldn't you go to a neurologist?
Not me, no. Dentist.
Okay. A dentist.
Always a dentist.
Oh, you're a mess.
Dentist can do it all.
701, Commander Chuck Street.
Sometimes the orthodontist.
I get the impression you need some help getting out of this, Ellen. You're under the hot light.
Yes. So.
Well, you know, I mean, 70. She's talking about 70 units and 100 units. That means nothing to me. I don't know.
I don't know. I just heard that it was,
more?
I heard it was just a ton of Botox being injected into her neck for migraines.
If you put it into teaspoon terms, Commander and I can follow along.
Well, it sounds like it was more than enough. That's for
sure. Okay.
I think so. Commandante, break it down.
Okay, you're on air with Ryan Seacrest, and I'm Commander Chuck, flying the Pepsi Jet Ranger 1 helicopter for KISS.
And we do have 62 in Hollywood.
KISS. Hey, this is Hillary Duff, and you're on air with Ryan Seacrest on 102.7 KISS FM.
Oh, yeah. Los Angeles. On air.
With Ryan Seacrest. FM.
You are moments away from Little Alley, and also we're paying your bills in 7 minutes on 102.7 KISS FM, Destiny's Child. Now, 102.7 KISS FM, 706, paying your bills next. Looking at the list of teen shoppers here.
Uh-huh.
Number one on the top of the list for teen shoppers. What do you think the coolest story is for teens? They rank this as the best. The
right.
top. Abercrombie and Fitch, rated by teens as the most trendy. Others included American Eagle, Pac, Pacific Core Sunwear, and Forever 21.
Mm-hmm.
Another interesting thing about teens, moms, carpools, driving around. You know when mom takes you around to the movies in school and everything?
Sure.
Is she listening to your conversation?
Probably.
And if so, when you go to the movies, what's she doing? Is she investigating? Mommies who spy.
Oh.
I want to talk about mommies
who spy.
Oh, yeah. Seriously.
Going online to see who you've been chatting with,
mm-hmm.
which I think is a good thing for all parents to do, just
maybe
because there are so many predators on the internet.
That I understand. Mm-hmm. But every now and then, mm-hmm. mommy may be listening in on you and pretending, I say mommy, or as I call my mom, ma, may be listening in on you,
uh-huh.
and then doing a little research, a little PI work while you're at school or in the movies.
Gotta
we'll talk
like
about that a little bit later.